Spending some time at Commodity Classic. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. Well, there's a lot going on at this year's Commodity Classic. We caught up with Aaron Putzi. He's the Chief Officer of Brand Management with the Iowa Soybean Association.
Our focus, of course, is really helping our leaders and our farmer members who are here participate, get to the sessions, the information, the networking, the learning, and also to gain a little bit better understanding of where are we as Iowa soybean farmers, as U.S. soybean farmers, what are we emphasizing, what are we focused on, and what are we doing to really drive demand and opportunity for soybean farmers in a way that benefits their bottom line.
Absolutely, and that's where you come in as the officer of the brand management, getting those products, promoting our products, value added. Doesn't that tie in pretty good?
You nailed it. You know, they say in real estate, it's about location, location, location. Well, right now in the soybean industry, it's about demand, demand, and demand.
Not only are we talking about the importance of promoting our products, we're also talking about the importance of policy. Trent Kubik is president of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association and a farmer producer from Winter, South Dakota. And he said he was lucky enough to present some policy being introduced by the South Dakota corn growers.
That's correct. And on behalf of our state and our growers, so we're down here. Corn Congress session just wrapped up. Our first Corn Congress session down here at Commodity Classic. And that's a time where we can come together as an organization and refine the policies of our organization or introduce new ones. And one that South Dakota saw, or South Dakota corn saw, something that needed to be in our policy book was just to reiterate the point that we need to defend the markets that we currently have.
This Farm News Update has been brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association. I'm Keith Wenberg.